Hi, and welcome to Rebel Soul Health Radio. I'm your host, Megan Pearson. I'm an ex-television director turned modern-day hippie who knows the importance of staying grounded in the everyday. As someone who has zigged when everyone else is zagging, it's only now, 4 decades into my life, that I see the true value in following your heart, intuition, and gut instinct. Problem is, most of us are lost on how to truly connect to our soul's desire. And we've been lied to about what it takes to find happiness from within. And it does not mean leaving your husband and moving to a foreign country to make it happen. I believe this Eat, Pray, Love movement that has been prominent these last years has done a real disservice to those of us that don't have the means or the desire to ditch our life in exchange for healing. I'm a passionate student of life, food, breath, and plant medicine, and use my years of experience working in the corporate world to help this magical work make sense to everyone. I'm here to share my story as well as what it took to move on from personal bankruptcy, bulimia, and alcohol addiction, plus how I found true healing that allowed me to embrace later in life pregnancy and motherhood after many health and fertility challenges along the way. If you're ready to step outside of your comfort zone, take your life and health into your own hands, and finally feel truly connected and in love with your body and soul, then join me every single week. Rebel Soul Health Radio will offer an intimate look into my world, my struggles and successes, as well as potent insight and tools for my guests, fabulous friends, and spiritual teachers, all with a no-bullshit approach to personal development, motherhood, spirituality, food freedom, and how to be a truly rebellious soul. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, and welcome to this week's episode of Rebel Soul Health Radio. Today I am, I'm recording this on July 10th, the day that it's going live, because I'm having a hard time getting ahead on anything right now because life is full. I'm home with my two kiddos pretty much 7 days a week. I am working with my clients, doing all my virtual breath work and one-on-one coaching client calls on Wednesdays and Thursdays. And around that, also trying to squeeze in time with the family when my partner Levi's not working, because he works 4 days a week, all weekend long, tattooing in Grand Bend, Ontario. Perfect image. If you guys want to head out there, if you're in the Ontario region and want to go get some new ink, Lord knows I'm due. I need some new ink. I haven't had any since the beginning of April. And I've still got so much canvas left on my body. I'm excited this week. I'm going to get my hair done for the first time in months, getting a little bit of a cut and a color, slowly starting to crawl out of my stay-at-home mom yoga pant, barely washed hair frump that I've been in for the just over 2 months that we've been landed here in Canada after our move from Costa Rica. Any update on the house front? Not really. Still sitting there, studded down to the studs, gutted, studded, gutted down to the studs. But the exciting news for this week is that we finally are going to pick up our new car. Granted, we haven't had to wait as long as a lot of other people here in this country. We've only waited for 2.5 months. And I hear a lot of people are waiting for 6 months to get their cars from the dealerships, but we're going to pick it up either tomorrow or Wednesday of this week. So excited about that, having our own wheels. And then I'm going to plan some road trips for the summer. And we'll be heading off to the cottage in a few weeks. So life is feeling pretty full and abundant. I've had a lot of new business opportunities coming up that I can't wait to share more with you guys about. Oh, but today's episode, what I've done is I've decided to pull some information that I shared in a recent workshop that I led inside my Breath Alchemy Circle program, which is currently my signature group program that I host online. It is a 3-month breathwork circle, women only. It's a sisterhood where we get together and we do live breathwork sessions once a week, and we do a monthly workshop. And this was a bit of information that I shared in our first workshop a couple of weeks ago. And what I'm talking about here today are two things, something called titration and something called resourcing. And I thought that this was some useful information that I could share with all of my listeners here on Rebel Soul Health Radio, because these tools are helpful in life, not just in breathwork, and it will also offer some insight about ways that you can navigate a breathwork journey, especially if it's something that you're interested in. Maybe you're feeling nervous about what might come up for you in this kind of thing. So I'm sharing this with you here today. And I also want to let you know that I've just announced the dates for my September through November Breath Alchemy Circle. It will be going live middle of September. The dates are on my website, meganpearson.ca/join, where you can learn all of that, all the details and information more about the program. So without further ado, I want to keep these episodes short and sweet. I could go on for hours here just yabbing into the microphone, but I'm not going to do that. We're going to get into the episode. Here we are. Let's do this. What I want to talk about is titration, which is a term from chemistry, and you hear it a lot in the world of trauma informed this. And you know that, you know, everything is trauma informed these days, right? Everyone's advertising, I'm a trauma informed yoga teacher. I'm a trauma informed breathwork instructor. I'm a trauma informed bus driver. You know, like everybody, it's become this super popular thing, which is amazing because a lot of these healing modalities, especially, have come from a space for many, many years without the real deep understanding of what it means to have trauma and how to best support someone that has trauma through these different healing modalities. And the term titration just simply means taking slow sips, dipping your toe into the healing, dipping your toe into the big, heavy feelings that perhaps need to be felt. Now, when we work with ayahuasca, we're not really titrating for the most part, you know? Ayahuasca can be and is re-traumatizing for many people who go full bore into it without the proper preparation, without understanding their trauma, and with people that are holding space that don't necessarily have the skills to hold them in a trauma-informed way. But titration is something that we get to fully 100% experience when we're doing something like breathwork, as long as you're being held in a space that allows for it. So a big part of what I've been studying over the last year is this idea of titration, which allows for slow, manageable, and carefully measured healing. So we're dipping our toe into it as opposed to going headfirst. So teaching and honoring this titration tells our nervous system, because that's what this is all about. When we do it slowly, it tells our nervous system, you have all the time you need here. I know that this is big, so we're going to chip away at this as slowly as you need in order to make it feel safe. Okay. This is super critical in breath work. So we can allow our body to find this natural movement, this pendulation between our parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system. Emotional resourcing is a tool that we can use in breath work and we can use in life to be better prepared so that when we do come into an environment where we might be tasked with facing some of our parts that don't feel comfortable or don't feel safe, or we know like, okay, I'm going to breathe today and, you know, I've got some trauma that I know wants to surface, but I want to feel prepared to say yes, to take a little sip there, to dip my toe in. When we resource, when we bring ourselves into an energetic state of safety, for the most part, right, for a lot of us, it allows us to move towards those harder things from a more confident state. And we can then start to feel into the discomfort and know that we have permission to go back into that resource state whenever we want to. Emotional resourcing is a tool that we use to help us step into desired energetic state so that we are better armed to move into something that is perhaps not going to feel as good. Okay, so we use emotional resourcing to act as things like safety, trust, love, patience, excitement, whatever is desired. There's important things to remember when it comes to resourcing. Now, our body has the ability to feel two emotions simultaneously, and we often forget that, right? It's counterintuitive to the way that we typically think. We're conditioned to live in a black and white world where, you know, we're either happy or we're sad, but you can feel both of these things. I remember one of my deepest plant medicine ceremonies I ever had in my life was in November of 2022. And it was a Thursday night ceremony, 11 o'clock in the morning on Friday. I was the last one in the maloka with a shaman. He was like sitting with me and Carolina and some of the other shaman assistants. And he was like, is she okay? Is she okay? I was like, I'm devastated. And I'm good. I'm devastated and I'm good. I was devastated because the whole world as I knew it fucking burned to the ground that night in the medicine. But I was good. I felt good. I trusted, you know? So it was like this dichotomy, like I'm feeling both and not either or. And the embodiment of that, the realization that that's possible was so beautiful for me that night. I got to really experience it. And in breath work, a lot of us experience that. We can be going through the most uncomfortable experience with the breath, with a lot of tears and grief coming up. And part of us is like, holy fuck, this feels good, right? It's such a beautiful release. So we remember that when we're resourcing, we get to lean into those feel good places and we can use that and bring that with us into the hard, sticky bits. We can have both happening at the same time. And when we can really allow that and recognize that, it makes going into those hard places that much easier to handle. But emotional resourcing is really simple. It's about calling upon a time when in your life where you felt safe, joyful, connected, excited, whatever it is that you want to move into that the following experience with. Notice and feel the sensations that arise as you go back to that place, right? It's not just about thinking and visualizing. It's what sensations come up in your body. Like if I'm sitting here, my son's napping right now. If I think about what it feels like to kiss his deliciously chunky cheek, I get like tingles in my body. And that's what I want to focus on is that my whole body wants to go, right? Not just what his cheeks look like, but what it feels like for me to be with him. Mm-hmm. And then allow those sensations, like stay with those sensations. So like keep feeling that energy. Like I would keep with my baby. Ugh. Let those sensations really rise up. Allow them to build and stabilize in the system. And then when you feel really like fired up with those sensations, then start to move towards the unknown, move towards the discomfort. And this is something you can do every breath session. So when you're feeling super unstable, you're feeling super upset, you've had a really rough day, you're like, fuck, man, I know I'm just going to lose my shit. A, maybe that'll be good for you to just lose your shit. B, maybe you don't want to go there. Maybe you're like, you know what, how can I make this a little bit easier on me tonight? Resource. I don't need to guide you through this every time. As soon as we start dropping into the meditation part of the breathwork session, start recalling a time that made you feel good. Nurture it, cultivate that energy so that when we start the act of breathing, you can choose to start the act of breath and go there, or you can stay and stabilize those sensations of feeling good. And when you're ready, you start moving into that breathwork. What I really want to make clear for you all is that this journey is your journey, and I'm not here to push you guys any further than what feels good, because I want you to want to do this. I don't want you to come to this breathwork every week thinking, oh fuck, I'm gonna have to feel my feelings again. I want you to be like, hey, I get to feel my feelings, and I get to go into this ready to learn about myself. I get to go into this ready to face these parts of me that have been holding me back. And I know that if I don't want to go full in, there's nothing wrong with that. We get to always be the drivers of this process. So once you feel resourced, once you have these sensations stabilized in your body and you're like, okay, I feel good. There's my baby. He's delicious. He makes me feel like so whole. He makes me feel so confident. Then we start leaning into that part of the practice that might bring us to uncomfortable places. So as we're breathing, maybe we start to feel some sadness also coming up or some anger also coming up. So we lean into that. We lean into that sadness. We lean into that anger. We become aware of that in our body. Can we then accept it? Can we accept, okay, I'm feeling angry. Oh, I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling pain. And then you get to have self-consent. Do I want to feel into that? Yes or no? And if you do, great. Breathe into it. Allow what needs to come up. If you don't, that's fine too. Stay in your resource. Take a break from the breath pattern. Trust the timeline of the body, because the body is the one that knows. The body knows when we're ready to start peeling back the layers, not the mind. We cannot trust the mind when it comes to somatic work. And 90% of our shit, at least 80% of our stuff, is somatic. Thanks so much for listening, my rebel soul. Please, if you would be so kind, I would be grateful if you could share, subscribe, rate, and review the show. Please follow the show over on Instagram at Rebel Soul Health Radio and share what you thought about this week's episode. Don't forget to tag us. For more information on today's show, please head over to my website at meganpearson.ca. Until next time, rebels.